You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about rollover business startups. And I like the acronym for this, Jeff, ROBS.
Yeah.
Sounds like robbing from Peter to PayPal, or maybe not on that extent.
Not that extent. You know, last week we talked about self-directed IRAs, and I mentioned that you can't use your IRA funds to set up a business where you're drawing a salary.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want to do something like that with your retirement funds, this is the vehicle you use. It's a rollover business startup,
mm-hmm.
okay? And there's really kind of five sequential steps that you follow in order to do this. The entrepreneur, the individual, sets up some kind of a business entity. Typically, it's a C corporation. It can be a limited liability company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you adopt a 401k plan that permits the plan participants to direct the investment of their plan into a selection of investment options, including employer stock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you become the company's only employee, and you elect to participate in the 401k plan, and you can roll over from another
mm-hmm.
retirement account, just like you would for in a traditional retirement account, into this new plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can direct the account to purchase stock in the entity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you direct the corporation to use the funds from the sale of the stock to purchase a franchise or an existing business or to start up a new business operation. And that's all there is to it. So in that case, under the regulations, you can pay yourself a reasonable salary when you've got the 401k funds involved. So
mm-hmm.
This is where you would use a rollover business startup where you were looking to start an active operating business versus what we talked about previously, self-directed IRAs, more for passive
mm-hmm.
activities.
I noticed in doing a little research on this myself that there were a number of concerns with non-compliant type plans that didn't really fit the ROBS structure, so to speak. And was this a concern that came up by the IRS after the fact, after individuals started using this ROBS form of investment, or where did this really start from?
Well, the IRS is always looking for ways to increase revenues,
sure,
into the federal government,
sure.
And this was, everybody asked me about in terms of these self-directed plans or the ROBS. Where the IRS stands. The IRS has not been very active when you're talking about self-directed IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
On ROBS, though, they have been applied a lot more scrutiny. And these things come up in tax court cases, in audits, what have you. And they embarked on a big project years ago to kind of review these things for compliance, because what they were noticing was, entrepreneurs are smart people, and sometimes they're too smart for their own good.
Creative.
Yeah. And you know, there's an old saying, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
And what folks were doing with this neat little tool in terms of setting up a business startup is they would, because once you allow employees to buy employee stock through mm-hmm. the 401k plan, okay, that's great if you're the only employee. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you have to go out and hire 4, 5, 9, 10 more people, right?
Sure.
Well, in order to do this right, they have to have the right to purchase stock as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what some folks were doing would be they would set up this 401k plan, roll their funds into it,
mm-hmm.
buy the stock of their own company, direct the funds to be used to, you know, to start the business, and then go back and have the plan amended to eliminate the option to buy employer stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hire people. And the IRS had said, nope, we're not going to allow that. If you're going to do this, then everybody has to have the opportunity to buy employer stock. Otherwise, we're going to consider this taking out your 401k funds early.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all know what that means. It means interest, tax,
penalties, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. So the IRS has been applied more scrutiny to this. The other risk that we should talk about when it comes to rollover business startups is by something called unrelated business income tax, or mm-hmm. Very often known as UBIT.
Mm-hmm.
And with UBIT, you know, your 401k, the primary business of your 401k is as a pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
It is not to own or operate a business.
Right.
So you can incur, if you're going to use this for, you know, to do a rollover business startup, if you're going to use, you know, a 401k plan like this, you need to be in close contact with your attorney and your CPA to make sure that you're doing this right and that you understand the tax consequences of this, because in some instances you may have 35% UBIT tax against the earnings of the entity, against the earnings of the business, because you have a pension plan operating a business. That's not its primary business is to operate a pension plan. Unrelated mm-hmm. to that business is the underlying business. So you have to be careful in terms of which entity type you use, you know, what your expectations are for income, what do you expect out of taxes. Very, you know, this is to me a last resort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about self-directed accounts, you know, you want to go to a bank, you want to be able to, you know, have your own funds, you know, those kinds of things. Here you're dealing with a lot of IRS scrutiny, and you just have to be, extra careful in order to avoid problems.
Now, is there such a thing as being able to turn in a plan? So let's say you structure a ROBS. Is there such a thing as getting your plan pre-approved so that you know in advance that this plan is actually going to work without problems later?
Well, it will work without problems. I mean, working with a competent administrator
mm-hmm.
will help assure that you have a compliant plan.
Sure.
Okay. The trick is, once it's set up, don't play games with it. Don't
mm-hmm.
amend it so that others don't have the same opportunity that you did, you know, investing in the stock of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get cute is the moral of the story.
So the creative, ingenious side of entrepreneurs isn't something you necessarily want to employ with it.
No, the IRS does not always like creativity and entrepreneurship.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about rollover business startups. You can find some information on ROBS on the web at irs.gov, and there's some information there. So check it out if you're considering this in your organization. Again, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show. We're talking about ROBS, rollover business startups. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old. My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old, and when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were, and that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it, and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13, my name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, Dreamers Want. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.